God has a sacred place of fellowship for you, my friend. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week at this time over this station. Heavenly Father, we pray for your divine illumination on your sacred word. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today we're going to look at what happened in the temple the very moment Jesus, the Son of God, died on the cross. So we have Mark chapter 15 of the Bible, verse 37 and 38. Pay attention to this. Quote, "And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost, and the veil of the temple was rent in twain," that's in two, "from the top to the bottom." Unquote. Notice first of all, that does not say here that Jesus died, that Jesus was overcome by some natural or supernatural power that caused him to die. Death was not forced on Jesus. Jesus left heaven voluntarily. He went to the cross voluntarily, and he died voluntarily. Death did not come to him, but he went to it. So we have this passage, "And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost." He chose the manner of his death, he chose the hour of his death to coincide exactly with the offering of a lamb on this Passover day in the temple in Jerusalem. So there were two lambs offered in the same hour in Jerusalem that day. The traditional Passover lamb in the temple, and Jesus, the Lamb of God, outside the temple. Now we're ready for verse 38. It says, "And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom." All synoptics, that is Matthew, Mark, and Luke, record this. What does it mean? It means this was the end and a new beginning. This was the end of the temple system. This was the end of man's separation from God, because sin had been separating men from God for thousands of years. There had been a veil, there had been a curtain, a barrier between man and God all these years. All along, man knew deep inside that he was separated from God, and man inside of himself, in his heart, knew that there was no cheap way to connect with that mysterious, powerful reality on the other side of that curtain, of that veil. So for thousands of years, anthropologists tell us that in every country there had been people who had been offering sacrifices, animal sacrifices, good, expensive, trophy animal sacrifices to this power, this reality, this person on the other side of this veil, to come to peace with him. Even in many cultures, there had been the sacrifices of boys and girls and men and women, and, my friend, human sacrifices, such as in Mexico and parts of the Middle East. Man knew inside of himself that he was separated. Even modern man, my friend, fears death. He knows that there is something beyond the veil of death that he approaches only with fear and trembling. And this is perhaps why I have never heard a sinner sing a song of joy as he approaches this veil of death. Oh, my friend, but on that Good Friday, on that Passover day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when normally the sacrificial lamb was slain in the temple, Jesus gave up his spirit outside the gate, outside the city, on the cross. And he would become the new sacrifice for sins. He would become, and did become, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And then you see, the Romans designed it so that a crucified person would not be delivered quickly from his torture on the cross. The design was let him hang there as long as possible, for him to suffer and agonize as long as possible, for up to a week or beyond the first week, So Jesus was put on the cross at 9 in the morning. He gave up the spirit at 3 in the afternoon because that was the time of the giving up of the sacrificial lamb in the temple. That's when he chose, quote, to give up the spirit, unquote. So Jesus died outside the gate of Jerusalem as the Lamb of God. And the veil, at the very precise moment when Jesus died, the veil, the curtain of the temple, of the most holy place in the temple, which was 40 feet in height of the 60-foot high temple, that veil, at the moment when Jesus gave up the ghost, was rent in two from the top to the very bottom. Who did it? God did it. And God said, no, this to this animal sacrificial system in the temple. And God said, yes, to the body that hung on the cross outside the gate, outside the city. God said, this proxy sacrifice, this animal sacrifice that's been going on, this animal sacrificing that's been going on in this temple for hundreds of years is over with. It must cease because the real sacrifice that surely and only takes away sin has been offered. And now everything, my friend, everything changed. I'll tell you, in the rending of the veil at Jesus' death, the mockery, the ridicule, the abusing of Jesus, the reviling of Jesus stopped. And men and women were now shaking in their boots. While the priest and the high priest were in the temple, they saw at this moment when Jesus gave up the ghost, at the precise moment when they had laid the animal sacrifice on the altar, at that precise moment they saw the veil of the temple rent in two in front of their very eyes. Oh, my friend, again, there no longer was the mocking, the ridicule, the abuse and reviling. It all stopped. My friend, at that moment, God took over. Divine intervention set in, and this was accompanied by earthquakes, by rocks being rent in half, by the dead coming out of the graves. All of a sudden, it was obvious that this was not just the death of an ordinary individual, but this was a death that affected the whole cosmic universe. Now, you can see why the priests, the Sadducees, the Pharisees were extremely nervous when Jesus was in the tomb, that perhaps with all this going on at his death, what could happen next once they would put him in the tomb? So they wanted to be sure that there were soldiers at the entrance of that tomb. Now, the rent veil means salvation, the end of isolation from the sinful side of the veil. It meant the end of the mystery hid from the foundation of the world. It meant that you and I could now enter it, the most holy place, into the presence of God. It meant now we as Christians who have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus can come boldly in the presence of God and put our petitions up to the throne of God. It means, my friend, the walls of partition between male and female and Jew and Gentile and learned and unlearned is broken down, and we all now are one family in Christ. We need to know that the shed blood of Jesus not only means salvation, but also that judgment is coming. I said last week that life is in the blood. The holy, most precious blood of Jesus was shed for the remission of the sins of the world. But, my friend, if we do not accept this love sacrifice of his precious life gift to us, and become his followers and enter through the veil into his presence to holy living, judgment, great judgment, will come upon us. The Jews rejected the blood sacrifice of the Son of God at this time. They continue to offer sacrifices as of old, day after day, year after year, in their temple, until 40 years later, Rome came to Jerusalem and destroyed the city and the temple in the most horrifying destruction ever known to man. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God if we are not right with Him. The veil of the temple being rent in two means salvation. Yes, we can now enter in. The isolation, the estrangement that man had with God now no longer needs to be there. But woe to those who do not enter in. The veil of the temple rent also means that we can now pray in a different way. As we are in the Holy of Holies, and we can, my friend, in the presence of the Lord, pray through the Spirit, by the Spirit, and in the Spirit, who's making our prayers acceptable to God. And then, of course, that veil, that separation between one another, is broken down. We have, as God's people, been made one in Christ. This is brought out in Ephesians, the second chapter. In this chapter, it tells us how the vertical partition, the estrangement we have experienced between us and God, is taken away by the veil being rent. But in Colossians, it tells us that also the horizontal estrangement we had one to another is also taken away because of the rent veil. Let me read to you from Ephesians 2:12, for it says that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he, it says, is our peace, who hath made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, that is, between us and God as well. Hallelujah. And then let me read to you about this horizontal partition now taken away also from Galatians chapter 3. It says there in verse 28, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The veil of the temple is rent. Oh, how important was that? What great lessons come out of that? The old system of worship, of blood sacrifices, of laws and ordinances has been rent, has been done away by the rent veil. And now we as Christians are sitting with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. To Him be all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Amen. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for that great eventful day when simultaneously, as an animal sacrifice was offered on an altar inside the temple on that Passover day, you, as the Lamb of God, gave your life to replace the animal sacrifice, to give your life that our sins might be forgiven and that we could enter into thy holy presence with boldness and faith to have intimate fellowship with you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for listening to the Call to Obedience radio message. Tune in again next week. I'm Pastor Schulze. Goodbye now until then.